Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Library board member seeks increased oversight on grant applications. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During a recent Campbell County Public Library Board meeting, member Chelsea Collier suggested that the board should review grant applications before submission to ensure alignment with the library's mission. Other board members, Sage Bear and Sherilyn likewise, agreed on the need for more insight. The Gillette News Record reported, Collier said asking for money and filtering it through our mission statement is good too, adding that organizations that give out these grants might not have the same mission as we do. Library Director John Jackson pointed out the challenge of meeting tight deadlines as some grants require quick turnaround that the monthly board meetings cannot accommodate. Jackson said we'd miss out on a lot of grants. He cited a recent $1 million grant for the drainage issues at the Wright Library branch that would have been missed under such a review process. The board discussed potential solutions like special meetings, but acknowledged the complexity and potential downsides, such as the risk of rejecting awarded grants. The board chair, Chuck Butler, stated that the issue requires further discussion at future meetings. Wyoming Democrats outraged by Representative Hageman's DEI hire comment about Kamala Harris. U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman has faced criticism from the Wyoming Democratic Party for her comments suggesting Vice President Kamala Harris was chosen for her role due to diversity, equity, and inclusion goals rather than her qualifications. Cowboy State Daily reported Hageman called Harris one of the weakest candidates and criticized her handling of immigration and the southern border. The Wyoming Democratic Party condemned Hageman's remarks as racist and demanded an apology, emphasizing Harris's proven leadership. The state Democratic Party posted on X, it only took 3 days for Representative Hageman to run in front of a television camera to make racist remarks directed toward Kamala Harris. We are appalled and disgusted. This does not represent Wyomingites and our values. She must apologize. Other Democratic figures, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also criticized Hageman. She said, what women who attack others like this don't realize is whoever they think they're appealing to calls them DEI too the moment they leave the room. Hageman has defended her comments, citing President Biden's previous statements about selecting a woman of color as his running mate. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.